At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
You are listening to the Armstrong Butler Buzz podcast, your source for what is happening in Butler County. This episode is also available in video format on YouTube. Just search for The Neighborhood Channel. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Armstrong Butler Buzz. Hi, I would like to introduce you to Michelle Simon. Michelle, when I learned about what you've been doing, I just found it to be so very special and very needed.
Thank you. Yes, so thank you.
Michelle is with Bless a Dress. And I don't know if you've heard of it, so she's going to tell us about it. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Bless a Dress is just, it's a venue where we have a big event once a year for girls that need prom dresses, girls that want prom dresses.
There's a lot of girls that want prom dresses, and they're really expensive.
They're so expensive that, you know, by the time you have $1,000 into it, by the time you get the dress, the shoes, the jewelry.
Right. So yeah. I have two daughters. I know exactly what you're talking about. It can be very, very expensive.
Right.
So did I see that this has been happening for 7 years, or this is the seventh year?
Correct.
But you weren't able to have it last year because of the pandemic.
Right. We actually, in 2020, we had it the weekend before the world as we know it shut down.
Right,
in February. So yeah. Those girls essentially probably didn't even get to use their dresses. But, right.
And the last time that you had this event, right, this once of a year event,
yes.
You gave over 1,200 dresses?
We had over 1,200. We gave about 400 away.
Oh, 400?
Yeah,
okay.
We had around 400 girls come through.
Okay. So. And what do you expect to happen this year?
You know, we're in a new, bigger location. It's more easily accessible, so
okay.
We have way more dresses, and we've reached out to way more school districts, so we're hoping to have a lot more girls. We're probably going to be in the neighborhood of around 3,000 dresses by the time we set up.
Wow.
So
So let's tell everybody, when is this event?
So it's April 7th, 8th, and 9th.
Okay.
Thursday 4 to 8, Friday 4 to 8, and Saturday 9 to 2.
Okay. And where is this event going to be held?
It is in Cheswick at the Pittsburgh Indoor Sports Arena, also known as PISA.
And you did mention to me also, besides the Bless a Dress event, there's another event that's going to be happening simultaneously, correct?
Yes, it's in our same space. It's the Sunflower Sprouts Children's Consignment Sale. So there's great deals on lots of kids' clothes. So if there's moms, you've got a teenager and a three-nager,
yeah.
you can get all your stuff.
All right. So besides the dresses, I did see that you've received donations of jewelry.
Yes. We have probably a couple thousand pieces of paparazzi jewelry.
Okay.
So we're excited about that.
So you received jewelry. How about shoes?
Shoes.
Accessories?
We have shoes. We have jewelry. We actually had a donation of about 200 sets of the Color Street nails for the girls. So,
wow.
We have a couple local salons that donate manicures.
Aw.
So,
it's becoming a real community effort.
It
right?
is. Isn't it is. That's so we love it.
Yeah, I love it too. I also saw that if someone comes and they find a prom dress and it doesn't fit them quite right, you have a solution for that, too. Tell us about it.
We do. I am so excited. My favorite part of the event is our seamstresses. They're two young ladies. Their energy is through the roof, way higher than my energy is.
Okay.
And they, I think they probably altered 80 dresses
on the spot.
Right,
really?
There. They were, like, it reminds me of you know,
a behind the
scene from Cinderella.
Yes.
You know, where there's beads flying and sashes and, you know, they're... It's amazing.
And did you contact them or did they learn about you?
I actually reached out into the community for some seamstresses and they contacted me and it was a perfect fit.
All right. Have they helped in the past?
The last event, 2020, they helped. So
okay.
That was their first time. They'll be back again this
year.
And
they're coming back.
Isn't
that
yes.
wonderful?
It's so great.
And do individuals that want to come to this particular event, do they have to fill out an application? Are there financial requirements?
There are not. No financial requirements, no appointments, no applications. We just come.
Okay.
Come. And we always tell the girls that the cost of the dress It's not a monetary value. It's your gift of kindness paid forward to someone else. So
wonderful.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's a great little slogan to kind of go along with this, right?
Right.
A good lesson.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
For sure. And what do you expect in regards to like lines and things like that? I'm imagining there's a lot of activity.
Yes. We try to keep it from becoming a Black Friday at Walmart kind of situation.
Sure.
So we do have numbers. We hand out numbers to the girls. We have personal shoppers. We welcome them in as many as we can. Once we have some in line for fitting rooms, we get them in as quickly as we can.
Right.
But there's seating. There's, you know.
I would imagine you need a lot of volunteers. Do you have enough?
We have a lot of volunteers, yes.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Good.
We're good.
If people would like to help, though, or maybe even offer a donation or something.
Right.
How could they learn more about this?
So they can find our Facebook page is Bless Address, or they can email me as blessaddress@yahoo.com.
Okay.
So, that's probably the best.
And how did you get started with this?
So my husband and I are partnered. We're actually Pennsylvania state reps for Souls for Jesus, which is a charity that collects shoes for very impoverished areas in Africa.
Okay.
So we started doing that through our son's preschool. We became state reps, and we found that we had a lot of really glittery 3-inch heels that cannot be used in Africa. So I just kept pushing them aside, thinking, you know, there's got to be something,
right?
We can, I don't know what to do with these, but somebody needs these. I just haven't figured out who. So we did hear of an event called Bless Address. We called them. And they said, we'd love to have shoes. We've never had shoes before. It was is much smaller scale. They had, you know, maybe 500 dresses. And we decided when we took the donation up, well, we're going to volunteer and see what this event is all about. So we did, and we fell in love with it. And It just so happened that that year, the sponsors of that event decided it wasn't, worth it for them. They couldn't continue it. So
Okay. We
said, we met enough. We heard so many wonderful stories and met so many beautiful girls that we thought we're just going
to
make sure this continues to happen. Yes.
So any of the dresses that are not picked?
Yes.
Right? Do you store them?
We store them at the end of the event. We'll go through them again and, you know, kind of weed out. Maybe this isn't quite in style or, you know.
I did see you have some high school stylists to
help
you, right?
We do. They are happy to give their opinion.
Yeah. Aw.
But we do pack away some, put them in storage for the next year. If we find there are gowns, if there's like pastel color gowns or cream color gowns, we've donated those to women that make angel gowns for babies that pass in the hospital.
Yeah.
But most of them, you know, those gorgeous dresses, they're stored for the next year if they're not scooped up.
Right, right. Well, you're just lovely.
Well, thank you.
And I'm so thankful to have met you, have heard about your story, and now we can share your mission with everybody. Bless Address coming in April.
Yes.
And good luck.
Bring all the girls.
Bring all the girls.
Armstrong has long been a part of your community. Our local team is comprised of your neighbors, friends, and family members, all working hard to bring you the fastest fiber optic experience and unmatched customer care. When you support Armstrong, you're supporting your local community.